See you around by the hand grenade. Seeing you around. I hope I see you around out in the clubs, because without you and without the support, bands don't get gigs, bars close. Hand grenades are playing at the Magic Stick Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Amy Gore is playing at the Magic Bag with High Strung. Forgot to mention that PJ's Logger House is having a show Wednesday before Thanksgiving with the Crooks, Crummy Kilpatrick, and the Outrageous Cherry. But we are ready right now to go live in the studio. Are you ready, Mr. White?
We are ready right here. We have in our studio today, Eleonora. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, we're here.
There you go. Okay.
Can you hear us now? We can barely hear you.
Okay. They can barely hear us.
There we go.
Now you got us?
There you go.
All right. We are on the air. We are right here with a mighty fine group of ladies and gentlemen called Eleonora. In fact, what are you going to start off with for us today?
Well, we're going to start off with a song called I'd Race.
Take it away.
Eleonora, my goodness, could somebody want to introduce the band and tell us what we're listening to out there? There was some interesting instrumentation out there.
Well, we have Scotty Stone on the drums. We have James Dunstan on the bass. We have Dave Schultz playing electric guitar. Julia Stevenson, who will be playing acoustic guitar, violin, singing vocals. And I'm Leah Dunstan. I'm playing the Glock and singing and playing guitar.
All right, and you sound mighty fine
today.
Well,
thank you very much.
Everybody there does. Oh, this is a real nice surprise to have you in today.
Yeah, well, thanks. I mean, we're just happy to be here, and we love that you support local music so much.
Well, hey, that's what WHFR is all about. So it's,
wonderful.
Yeah. Now you've got a new record out, don't you?
Mm-hmm. We sure do. The song we just played was the second track off of that record, and we recorded the entire thing in the basement of Leah and Jim's house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And
Jim recorded the whole thing for us and had a baby in the middle of it too. so it was just like quite a journey.
I was wondering why you had a baby, and the name of the song, the album, is "Happy Some Happy Accidents."
Oh, well, that does not have anything to do with the baby per se, and we get asked that a little bit more and more. But actually, it has more to do with things that come up when you're making an album, and sometimes things happen you can't anticipate in the moment of recording, but they end up being something fantastic or usable, and it becomes part of the final project. So that just kind of encapsulates, you know, that energy that happens when you're doing work, and sometimes something just magical happens and it's a keeper.
All right. That's what live music is really all about. Mm-hmm. In fact, could we have more live music now?
Sure.
Sure can.
What are you going to play?
This is a new song, and it's called Bliss.
You've got a real nice sound going over the air. This is real sweet.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
We
work hard.
We can't hear them now.
Sometimes.
Oh,
some
watched,
of
she's,
us.
She's away from her mic a little bit. It's okay. In fact, you've got some big shows coming up, don't you?
Yeah, we got a couple.
Absolutely. We're playing this upcoming Wednesday, which would be the day before Thanksgiving, at the New Way Bar in Ferndale.
Oh.
So we like to invite everybody to come check it out. Should be a great time. I forget who else is playing with us, but...
Chaw and Bastion.
Yeah. Right. Bastion, that's right. So
they're both really good bands, too.
It's a big night to go out before you go, you know, fill yourself up with Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah. Come check us out.
All right, so it'll be a great night to come out and see you. What time does that start up?
I think it starts at 10.
Okay.
And yeah, there's the three bands, and it's free. So
even
that's
better.
That's always a plus.
All right. Do you have any other shows coming up besides that one?
We do. We also are we're playing Kalamazoo on November 30th at the, I forget exactly what the venue.
The 411 Club.
411 mm-hmm. Club, that's correct. And then December 15th at the Caju Cafe.
Oh, that's always a really nice place to play.
Yeah, we really like it there. And, you know, you can do feather bowling, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Oh, my goodness,
right, well,
yes.
I'm like with the band, then.
I think it's the only feather bowling bar in the country.
The United States, yes.
Yeah, something like that.
It's
yeah.
the only one in the United States.
Wow. It's crazy.
But, hey, that's life in Detroit. What can I say?
I know. It's very unique here.
Well, why don't we have some more music and keep our listeners happy?
Sure. This next song's called Fiddle Fingers, and it's also on our new album. Yeah. Yeah. We'll be right back.
All right. Yeah.
You're sounding real good. I want to do a shout out. You got quite a few people have logged on to the website saying they're listening, including Rachel, Jeff, Emilio, Leah, Bridget, and Justine. So that's a good crowd.
I know a few of those people.
Hi, Emilio.
Yeah. All right.
Very cool.
Yeah, for our other listeners who don't know you already, what's the best way for them to get a hold of Eleonora?
Well, we have, the standard Facebook and Twitter accounts. On Twitter, we are at Eleonora Live, and it's E-L-E-A-N-O-R-A is how you spell our band name. And then, you can look up our band on Bandcamp as well, and that's where you can actually stream and download our album.
Whoa.
If you would like to get that.
So that would be eleonora.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm.
All right. And on Facebook, you're known simply as Eleonora?
Yeah, it's just you might have to search. There might be a couple other people named Eleonora.
Yeah, there's a bar called Eleonora, and then there's another band. But on Facebook, theirs is all capitalized, and yours is capital
ours
E.
Properly.
Yeah, yeah,
properly capitalized.
We're screaming at you.
Yeah, if you type in, I've learned that if you type in the name of a band and then put Detroit after it, mm-hmm. you'll always come up with a Detroit band with that name.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
Eleonora on Facebook.
Cool.
So. And on Bandcamp, can you get your record as well?
Yes, you can. You can stream it or you can download it in a variety of formats. It's a really great, really easy to use website. So you just type in the link, it pops up, and you can start listening to it instantly.
And is there any way for people to get it to get a physical CD other than come to your live shows and pick one up?
I believe you can do that at Bandcamp.
Yes, you can.
Yep.
All right.
And actually, speaking of Facebook, I went to your site, and there's a picture from the studio.
Leah posted that right before the show.
Oh, very cool.
That is.
This studio.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just us.
Thought it was your basement studio. I was like, that's not
basement.
Oh,
no, it's here.
No, it's right here. So as our listeners can get an idea of what we're doing here. In fact, why don't we give the people a listen of what you're doing here right now?
Sure. Did you say what we're going to play now?
What are you going to have for our listeners right now?
This next song is called Water Over the Dam. It's on the new album. And it's kind of, for me personally, it's a tribute to our friend Blair, who's kind of responsible for us being a band.
Wow.
It's a really neat track. So whenever you're ready, Dave.
I'll start this song.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And yep, that's Eleonora doing Water Over the Dam. Wow.
In fact,
yeah, it's
a little
intense.
At the first, you brought out your violin for this set.
Yeah, yep. I actually play violin a lot. We've arranged it in the set so that I wouldn't have to until now.
Oh, well. Why, you've made us wait in Antissa.
That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
All right. Well, what was I thinking? You can't hear us much?
It's pretty quiet.
We barely hear.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll try and get it to you a little bit.
Thank you.
While you're working on that, I want to take a second and say hi to my little boy, little Jay.
Oh.
He doesn't understand that I said that, but in a couple years when he hears this, he'll know Mommy was thinking about him.
Oh.
Don't be too mean to Grandma.
Yeah,
I can hear you loud and clear now.
All righty. Also, we got to do another shout out to Lee, Laura, Jeff H., Chris, and Wendy, who are now online listening.
Hi. Very cool. Awesome. Very cool.
So you guys got a show Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, which is a free show.
Mm-hmm.
And New Way Bar in Ferndale, right on Woodward.
Yeah, just north of Camborne.
It's where we played our very first show ever, so it's kind of fun to come back and, rev it up with our new album.
They say that's the busiest night of bars anywhere, and I'm surprised that the New Way is doing it with no cover, because you'd think, but that's great for you.
Yeah, we love the people. We're a band for the people, made up of people who have no money, so we can relate.
And it's a place to bring people if they're out from out of town and you've got family in. What a great idea.
It's a nice venue. It's got a lot of room, table, chairs. You can bring groups, It's going to be some really great music all night long. So going to be a ton of fun.
And with no cover, they can spend all their money on drinking.
On me and tipping, and tipping their servers.
Very important.
Yes.
All right. I've got to ask, where does the name Eleonora come from? Nobody in the name's named Eleonora.
Nope. Sugar packets.
Sugar packets.
Yes, roundabout sugar packets. Eleonora is Billie Holiday's real first name.
Oh.
And when we were kind of starting this project, Scotty and I had both read her biography, and it was kind of on our minds. And we put a lot of names into a hat written on sugar packets. And Eleonora was the one that came out that we thought was the best.
It was like the fifth one we
pulled out of it. It was the fifth one. But the point of the story is that it was democratic, and it has served us very, very well. It's very elegant, and it takes a lot of pressure off any one of us being, the focus of the group, because we all do kind of switch around, with the singing, songwriting. So Eleonora's the sixth person in the group.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In fact, you're all songwriters in this band?
At least three of us.
Not Ringo.
Ringo doesn't write songs.
Okay.
Our drummer doesn't, and our bass player, he gives a lot of ideas. We always write collaboratively, but usually what happens is one of the three guitarists will bring in a finished piece or an idea, and we just kind of take a listen, and then we kind of really just jump in and start hashing out the parts, and it's very organic.
We all kind of arrange it together, too, collaboratively.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And it takes pressure off. As a songwriter, I don't have to write a song to completion and brilliance. I kind of have a great idea or a decent idea, and I bring it to Eleonora, and they make it wonderful. So it's a very enjoyable way to write.
It sounds like it. And the songs sound so nice, too.
Thank you.
And I think that kind of fits the title of the CD, Some Happy Accidents. Mm-hmm. You've got some nice projects here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Definitely.
All right. And in those nice projects, what are you going to have for us next?
This next song is called Faster, and it's on the new album, of course. And it's one of my favorites because a friend of mine, Blair, he was always kind of getting on my case. I used to start out writing really slow love songs, and he said, why don't you write something a little bit more up-tempo? And so I took the challenge, and this is what came out.
Thank you. All right. Eleonora, right here at the Motor Live Drive at 5. Eleonora is Julia Stevenson on guitar, vocals, and violin. Leah Dunstan, vocals, guitar, and xylophone. Dave Schultz, vocals and guitar. And James Dunstan over on bass, and Scotty Stone on drums.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give it up for the rhythm section. They haven't had much to say.
I know.
We like it that way.
I think they're used to it. We're actually two couples. And then Dave is the odd man out.
And
I think Jimmy and Scotty is both used to Julie and I speaking for them because we're in relationships and we make all the decisions.
You know.
And I think they just got used to it.
Well, I guess that's why the drummer. Well, drummer and bass player don't have a mic, so you can do that today.
I can say that you're saying whatever I want. Yeah, it's a little Fleetwood Mac thing going on, but not to the level of, you know,
Fleetwood Mac
magazine covers. Yeah, a little bit of that, yeah, too.
Well, how long is
we do the cutest bass player in all the world.
How long has Eleonora been together?
I think we're going into our third year.
Yeah, we've been together, actually. Yeah, no, it's been 3 years now, because it was fall of 2009.
Wow.
That we first started playing, and we didn't have a drummer when we started. Huh? And it was just the four of us. And then we thought, well, if we want to really get gigs, and, you know, a lot of this music does lend itself to drums, even though it didn't seem at first like it would.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was very quiet. Music.
Well, and Scotty oomphed it up for us. Well, so. And that's what he does best.
That's very much what he does best.
All right. And what was it that brought the four of you together? Well, the five, really.
Well, we all are semi-working musicians, and we've all been in various projects. Like I said, I'm married to James, you know, and Julie and Scotty were together. But we met playing with Blair, who was a phenomenal artist. He did music and poetry, and I met Scotty through him. And that's how I met Julia. And me and Julia just really hit it off fantastically personally. But musically, it was like out of the park. You don't always have that. You can make music with people. But sometimes, rarely, there's this thing that happens where you don't even have to talk about it. And we have that thing. So we started writing. And Jimmy came in with the bass. Because, you know, he felt sorry for us. And then he asked Dave to come in and put a little guitar in. And we were kind of working it, but it just wasn't quite right. And Scotty, I think, was just reluctant to, you know, the whole girlfriend and boyfriend were in a band together. Like, you know, it's not ideal always. But he finally relented. And once he was in, it was fantastic. And it's just been out of the gate since, you know, the five of us kind of gelled into what it is now. And then we did this album over the past year, and Jim and I had our little boy, and the ball kept rolling. We have not stopped for anything, really. Mm-hmm. And now we're here.
Well, this is really good, 'cause everybody sounds really great together.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
We strive.
Yeah, and we're friends, you know. We have a we all like each other, obviously. we hang out when we're not, you know, trying to get reimbursed for our music. You know, but it's fun. We just enjoy each other's company, and it makes writing very easy, very pleasurable, and, you know, it's just a very dynamic group.
All right. Well, could you pleasure us with some more music?
We would love to. Now it really is your turn, Scotty. Wow us.
Thank you.
In fact,
very nice.
Could you remind our audience again where you get where they can come and see you guys live?
Yeah, you can come and see us at the New Wave Bar in Ferndale on the 21st, which is the day before Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Eve. And you can come and have some fun, get a little rowdy with us if you like. And there will be two other bands playing, Bastion and Chaw, and they are fantastic as well.
Oh, in fact, I'd like to see you guys get rowdy.
Yeah. It's well. <fun. laughs> It doesn't take much.
A lot of knitting. And
for those who are more into a scenic drive, we'll be playing in Kalamazoo on November 30th at the, what was it called again? The
411 Club.
With some
with Star
some
Destroyer.
Westsiders.
Yeah, yeah. One of the bands is Star Destroyer, and the other one is I don't remember. Something Cortez.
Cortez the Killer?
No.
And then you've got the one at the Keju Cafe on December 15th, so
December
a couple 15th, of
and
options.
That's with Emilio Bassa. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been here before. He's a real, yeah.
He
real
is guy. Wonderful.
He is. He's really fantastic, and we love to play with him. We got two different kind of styles, but it's complimentary, so it's going to be a great night.
Oh, he's one of Margaret's favorites.
Yeah,
oh, great.
Definitely.
So it's just like you guys are now.
Aww.
Well,
what more can we have? Can you take us to one of your favorite places?
Oh, we'd love to. It's funny you should ask.
Oh.
It's called My Favorite Place.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Another rocker.
All right.
That song's about 3 years old, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
That was one of our very first. It is not on the album.
No.
Unfortunately.
In fact, I noticed that. In fact, how
there is a recording out there somewhere of it, though.
How new is this brand new CD?
Sorry, what's that?
How new is your brand new CD?
Out since August. Ah. It's a baby with all a baby right. on it.
Yep.
That was, what, August 25th?
August 25th.
Was its official release date.
Yes.
All right.
It dropped.
Yeah, and you can find it on our Bandcamp, which is eleonora.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm. And there you can stream it. You can stream the whole thing or whatever songs you'd like, and you can download it, either the whole album or track by track.
You've got such a great sound, and I wouldn't even know how to categorize you. We've got you down as indie rock because we don't have a lot of choices in our selection here when we list it. But
we'll roll with that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine with us.
I decided to put together all the things that I thought we might be into a kind of a joke of a genre that we're a soul and country infused chamber rock. Folk. Yeah.
And don't forget the girl vocals. The two girl vocals you've got in here are really sweet together.
Ah, thanks. You. Well, that's part of the chemistry between Julie and I was mm-hmm. talking about,
And both of our mothers are singers too. Oh. So we kind of grew up in a musical family and learning how to harmonize and things like that. So basically, we're just good listeners.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's turned out just right for you two. Hey. Well, it's turned out just right for you girls.
Thank you.
All right.
We think so.
Ah. In fact, can we get some more music?
Love to. This next one is called Look at the Sun, and it is on the album.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. That was Look at the Sun?
That is correct.
I saw...
Not for too long, though.
I saw on the playlist it was a little A, and then I looked on the CD, and it's the...
The at sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just kind of how we started writing it on our set list, and we just thought, why not keep it?
You blame the internet for that.
Yeah. Another happy accident, I guess, right?
Yes, it is.
When I was a little boy, the phones were attached to the houses. And there was no internet.
That is a good way to look at it.
We partook in the lost arts of conversation.
Yes.
Aw. All right, Grandpa.
All right.
And scrimshaw.
And feather bowling. Don't forget that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. At the Cadju Cafe on December 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you, you've got about, about 7 minutes left in this show.
Awesome.
All right.
And I want to remind people.
It's been so much fun.
Well.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much.
Yeah.
And I want to remind people, where can they come and see you live?
You can see us at on Thanksgiving Eve on Wednesday the 21st at the New Way Bar in Ferndale. And that show is free of charge. And there are two other bands playing, and it'll be a whole lot of fun. So that's next week. And then we've got a show in Kalamazoo on the 30th at the 411 Club.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out on the west side of the state, or if you know people on the west side of the state, please tell them to visit our site and hear our music and then come to the show. And then we have the show at the Cadju Cafe on December 15th with Emilio Bassa.
All right, and this is the band, Eleonora.
It is.
And where can they get a hold of you?
You can. We have a Twitter account. We're at Eleonora Live. We have a Facebook, which you're more likely to get a hold of us at, which is, you can just search for our name, Eleanora. And then you can find us on Bandcamp, eleonora.bandcamp.com. And there you can find our latest recording, and you can download it, and you can stream it.
All right.
Yay.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You can also email us if you'd like. We do have an email address, eleonoralive@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you've got it all covered.
Yeah. We try. Just don't call us.
You can call Dave on his landline.
Yeah, you can call me all you want.
Call him on his landline phone.
Don't ever text me.
It's a rotary dial. It's
okay. And in fact,
you have to make sparks.
Talking about the phone, Dave has got a strange instrument in his hand right now.
Yes. We'll see how this goes.
Do you want to tell them what it is?
I'm playing a circuit bent speak and read. For those of you who are old enough.
It was a Christmas gift,
to remember.
Right?
Yeah, it was a Christmas. My wife got me this.
Aww.
My wife, she caters to my, fascination with instruments that are virtually useless. But yeah. I'll find a place for it eventually. So we're going to give this a shot. This is...
Hello Lover,
yeah, which is also on our album, I believe.
It's the first track.
Yep, it's the first track, and
the
they
gateway.
Played it on this radio station once before
they
for us,
did.
Which we greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought to ourselves, why'd they pick that one?
It's
got a speaker
cool
read
one.
In it.
It was the first song.
But no, it was cool. It was nice to get one of the more odd songs on the radio.
Well, it's
so.
Okay. We're working our way down through it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. So I'm going to give it a try. We'll see how this goes. It's a bit abrasive, so bear with me. Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time.